Maybe we should have left the Ritter trade with Sideep? No, Roland mused when he had heard Eddie through to the end. At least he could have located this carver and sought him out and told our tale for us. No, we did right to keep it. This was one of the few things of which Eddie was completely sure. If we'd left this piece of paper with Arendipno, it'd be ashes in the wind by now. You believe Tower would have repented his bargain and talked his friend into destroying it? I know it, Eddie said. But even if Deepno could stand up to his old friend going yada 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 in his ear for hours on end, burn it, Aaron, they coerced me and now they mean to screw me, you know it as well as I do, burn it and we'll call the cops on those momsers. Do you think Moses Carver would believe such a crazy story? Roland smiled bleakly. I don't think his belief would be an issue, Eddie. Because, think thee a moment, how much of our crazy story has Aaron Deepno actually heard? Not enough, Eddie agreed. He closed his eyes and pressed the heels of his hands against them, hard. I can only think of one person who could actually convince Moses Carver to do the things we'd have to ask, and she's otherwise occupied. In the year of 99. And by then, Carver's going to be as dead as Deepno and maybe Tower himself. Well, what can we do without her? What will satisfy you? Eddie was thinking that perhaps Susanna could come back to 1977 without them, since she, at least, hadn't visited it yet. Well, she'd come here Todash, but he didn't think that exactly counted. He supposed she might be barred from 1977 solely on the grounds that she was quartet with him and Roland, or some other grounds. Eddie didn't know. Reading the fine print had never been his strong point. He turned to ask Roland what he thought, but Roland spoke before he got a chance. What about our Dan Titi? He asked. Although Eddie understood the term, it meant baby god or little savior, he did not at first understand what Roland meant by it.